people, oh, this one right here. So I said, free decode giveaway. I'm giving away 3 free decodes. Share this post, comment with hashtag Tommy Truthful and a paragraph about why you want to decode. Winners will be announced tomorrow's podcast, but I never did a podcast the next day. So I'm announcing them today. Sorry about that. That was my fault. But only one person did it, and I let her know anyways. So this girl, she's the only one that did it. She's a top fan. Shout out to her. I appreciate her. I said something to her here. I really liked your comment up top. So you're definitely on the radar. And her comment was right here. And then I told her she won. You're the winner. So she just got to hit me up. Boom, get her info. And we will get her decode out. If anybody, there's 2 spots open. So if you guys want, you can share this video that you're watching. You can share it from Facebook or I don't know how I would be able to tell on YouTube. If you share it on Facebook, damn, look, they didn't even play this video on Facebook, bro. Where is it? It ain't even streaming on, but it says up here it is. Nope, they broke it on Facebook. Wow, they didn't even share it to our Facebook. Ain't that crazy? So they shared it to the little Facebook and that one. Wow, that's nuts that they did that. They didn't share it to my big Facebook. Well, we still had a lot of people in here the whole time, either way. But yeah, you guys can share it from, if you do it on YouTube, just put hashtag Tommy Truthful down in the comments. Share the video and write like a little paragraph why you want to get a decode. And then I'll pick 2 of you guys in the comments since there's still room for 2 more people. I do that every now and again for because I know everybody can't afford to get a decode. It's only $33, but still, some people have, you know, they could barely afford to feed their family. So I want to be able to give back and help them out too. So I try to do certain little giveaways like that to give them a chance to get one. I'm really upset right now that they did not stream this to my big Facebook. That really makes me angry. I can't even believe it. This shit. Man, we would have had a tight live if it would have got streamed to our big one. You know what we're gonna do? Watch. They think they're slick, don't they, guys? Got something for them. Watch this. Watch this. What I do to them. Turn that video off right there. Let's copy that. Go right here. Facebook stopped you guys from being able to view this live. We're still live, and you can view it here and share it via this link. They've been doing a whole lot of censorship lately. I love Grammarly. Facebook has prevented you from viewing this live stream. Facebook. There we go. Paste. And get rid of this shit down here because then people can't view it. See how it tries to put that WhatsApp thing on it? And then people told me when they click on it, it takes them right to WhatsApp and don't let them view the video. So let's post that. I want to show you guys a couple of things too. The censorship shit they've been doing. You see, can you guys see what I'm seeing? Oh, I got to make sure you can see what I see first. Screen share, duh, Tommy. I can't see. And the Matrix Code Breaker, we'll go back to your breakdown to finish that up. Facebook has prevented you from viewing or sharing this live stream. However, you can view and share it via this link. There we go. Y'all want to try that little slick shit? Watch this video, guys. Clear evidence of what they've been doing to us and censoring us. So, like, anything that I've been sharing from my website. Let me see if I can find one. I probably won't do it now that I'm on here. That's why I'm so glad I recorded it. Oh, yeah, look, it won't. Look, it doesn't even let me click on it, guys. See, look. Clicking it, it does nothing. But if you're on your phone, it'll let you. But if you're on a computer, it does nothing. Now, the good thing is I put the link up here. Let's see if that works. It takes forever to load. I mean, their censorship has gotten so bad. So that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to put the link at the top of every post because, I mean, look, watch, guys. Oh, that one works. Does it? It's so annoying. Look, this one don't work. So they just choose which ones they want to work and which ones they don't. What about this one? Nope. Ain't letting you watch that one. It's crazy. Matter of fact, let me show you what they were doing. I wonder if this happened to any of you guys. So now, if I share a post directly from my website, truthmafia.com, and you click on the post, look what it does. This shit pops up down here. Hi, Tommy. Please let us know how we can help you. Do you have a website? How do I book a reading? And then that's why I started putting in the blog the link to the video, which then it'll take you to the website, right? But this is ridiculous, guys. I don't even know how to get around this anymore. Their censorship is like next level now, you know? Ain't that crazy, guys? Let me fast forward through some parts. And I'm talking, they've been doing the craziest shit lately on my pages. It's just getting tiring. Like, I think that's what they want, though, so I'll give up. So I'll just, like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing this. It ain't even working. They're breaking my stuff. But I'll never give up. And pretty soon I'm going to own Facebook. The biggest class. Look, that was there. That link was taking people to behind my on my website back where people could edit it. So people could have ruined that whole blog and edit it. Thank God none of my people did. So I got good people. But imagine one troll, one hater that hates me would have seen that. Oh boy, I'd have been done. Now I fixed it. It can't happen no more. But yeah, man, I've been dealing with this for days, guys. That it's just been so tiring. I wanted to do a live on Christmas with my family and talk to you guys. But look at these two having sex right here. These two little. I don't know what the hell that's all about. But yeah, it started getting bad after I did that Kanika Jenkins video and this video. These two right here, the Pazuzu one and that freaking Kanika Jenkins video that kind of went viral Well, it didn't kind of, it did go viral. And I show you that I log into my other accounts and it still does it. So it's crazy. It's just the censorship, like I said, is on a whole nother level. You can watch that full video if you want on Facebook. But I appreciate all you guys that helped me share that video, because a lot of you helped me get it out and show people what's going on. And I really do appreciate that. We could never do any of this stuff without you guys. So let me shut some of these because they're trying to mess up the thing right now. Oh, did they turn off my live stream? Did they end my whole live stream? I don't even see my thing anymore. Where in the hell is going on? Hold on a second here. Oh no, there it is. Oh shit, I was tripping. I was about to have a freaking heart attack right there. Tommy. Hey, Matrix Codebreaker.
Yeah.
All right. So, damn, that 73 was a crazy one, bro. And it's Key to the Apocalypse, Lord of the Rings. That whole movie, Lord of the Rings, it's all about Nibiru. I think we're in a military drill. The governments are underground. I've been saying this for years. And we're in some Greenland type event. You know, the longer we stay stupid to it, the more they're just stealing our stuff and taking it underground, stealing. They never thought they would get this far into the event. I guarantee it. They never thought they could pull it off this long. So what's this all about?
So supposedly this is where the Tesla trucks, the person who rented the Tesla truck, this is their house, is right back here.
Oh, that's where they raided it. Mm-hmm. More 28.
That's the Luigi Mangione. That's his address. That's connected to the Empire State Building and then the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, bro, they were talking about him so much on this is Trump's birthday, and that was tied to that flight that crashed in Kazakhstan, where the Khazar Mafia is from. Right, Major Skullbreaker?
Yeah.
You don't have to pause it when I talk. You're cool. But unless you're getting some flashback or something.
Oh, no, we're good.
What was that, bro? What was that, what was that roast I told you about that was on Netflix?
Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's like 2024 or something like that.
Watch, everybody's gonna, all the decoders are watching this right now and they're all gonna steal this shit, but that's all right. Guys, you got to watch this. Look, first of all, it's blue and orange. Blue and orange equals 56, like mind control. And remember, I swear to God, I've never seen a roasting like this. Everything they talk about would have got people straight canceled. But none of these people are going to get canceled. You can tell it's so set up. And look, what's his mic look like to you? Don't it look like the Statue of Liberty thing?
Nope.
There's so much connections to New York. They crack on that Luigi guy, the Mario Brother guy. They got freaking Biden on there. Tim Dillon. I remember when Tim Dillon was a freaking a small YouTuber. He had like 1,200 followers. And now he's on, you know, they're bringing him right to the top. He's a gay comedian, and he used to do like conspiracy type stuff. He was actually cool. I liked him back in the day. And now he's on, you know, they rushed him right to the top. He got on Joe Rogan's podcast. And then I think Joe Rogan's like the one that scans him for the whole CIA shit. Because once they go on Joe Rogan, it's over. They blow up. And I remember when Theo Von went on there, he didn't have that many followers at the time, the kid from Road Rules. And then he started blowing up. But he was such a happy, upbeat person. And right after he started blowing up, dude, he got so depressed. And like, I'm a huge fan of his. He interviewed Trump now. He was the one that interviewed Trump, got like 24 million views. And I think he interviewed him before Rogan did. But you could see it was like the soul was sucked out of him. And I think it was just all the rituals he was having to do, bro. These people probably don't know what comes with it. You know what I mean? Norman back here, Norman, he's one of my favorite comedians. He's funny as shit, but he said some hella racist shit during this thing. I was like, wow. And then they had the dude from, what's that guy's name? He was on Full House. Remember Uncle Jesse?
John Stamos.
Yeah, he was the drummer. He looks like he'd been really taking his adrenal. Hashtag Google Chrome. Because that motherfucker, I mean, he looks the same damn age. So this was, the special was recorded at the Bellwether in Los Angeles on December 17th. Ain't that nuts? That's the beginning of Saturnalia. And that's the Pope's birthday. Everyone should watch this, though, because there's so much predictive programming in it. Jeff Ross sucks as a comedian, but a lot of them do. There's like one or two funny ones. But pay attention to the predictive programming. Pay attention to all the false flag events. They bring up every major false flag event of 2024. Except for, I don't think they mentioned Donald Trump shooting at all, which was kind of weird.
Look at the people's faces in the back. Don't they look weird to you?
Yes, they do.
I wonder if that's AI generated.
Dude, I swear to God, I was thinking that too, bro. It is weird. Yeah, when you really look at it. Let's look at their hands, because the hands always gives them away.
The two people right behind his head.
Yeah, that they look super weird. How many fingers does that guy have? Looks like you got a couple extra down there.
You might be part Nephilim.
I mean, this chick right here only got, what, she got four toes? Looks like she has four toes. Yeah, that might be AI generated. I watched it, though, and there's so much predictive programming in it. What's he have on his finger? Is that a Band-Aid? The President Trump guy who played President Trump, this guy over here with the bicycle helmet on, he came out and he said, everybody makes fun of my son Hunter, but, you know, he bought all that crack with his own money. I was rolling. And then look at all the baby oil bottles back there. And the freaking bartender looks just like Puff Daddy. It was crazy, man. It was creepy. Very creepy. That's on Netflix right now. So I think it was trending like on New Year's Eve. It was trending like number five or something in the U.S. What do we got? Let's see what's trending right now. There was a New York shooting that was in Queens, guys. If any of you have heard about that, it didn't look too interesting, though. Let's see. That Matthew guy, he's still trending. That's all people are talking about. They said there's supposed to be a bunch of tornadoes coming too. So we're probably going to get hit with some harp shit. Get ready for that. Where's our groups at? Okay. Let's see if you had anything else on here I missed. Pope Francis to open five sacred portals on Christmas Eve for a ritual that's never been done before. What the hell? I didn't even hear about that.
You didn't hear about that?
Oh, dude, I told you I was chilling with the family.
So that's what made me connect the Luigi to the actual Luigi and Mario was that portal, because they had that portal in the actual Super 93 movie right there.
Oh, my God. Which symbolizes
two worlds merging into one.
Yes, the two becoming the one, like the 9/11 ritual. Bro, how did you not catch the one thing I'm looking at that I didn't see you catch?
113.
Okay, you better have caught it or I was going to fire you. I'm like, this motherfucker didn't catch the 113. So right there, this is about opening portals, guys. And 113 is tied to what? The Phoenicians and the Reptilians. Let me show you. 113 and portal flipped 113 around, 311. In Latin, portal is 311. And the pandemic was on March 11th, 311. And they're trying to open a freaking portal within our body with the, you know what? Where is that post I have of the Phoenicians? I always save that one right here. Bam. Look, alien reptilian 113. Phoenicians. The Phoenicians, guys, they were the Canaanites. And then they turned into, they were the ones that really taught people how to build boats and spread all that around and set up Carthage and other major shipping places like that. Well, 113 comes from the Baba Kamal, the Babylonian Talmud, and it states that the Jews may use lies to circumvent the Gentile. Perjury 113, dishonest 113, not true, mainstream infidelity. So right there, you see it's all bullshit with that Luigi dude. Coronavirus pandemic 113, prepare for disease X 113, vampires. You know, that's their number. That's crazy. That was on that door, bro.
And right after that scene, too. He tries to put them in a de-evolve machine to turn them into a reptile.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. So did the Pope, and you're talking about in the movie Mario Brothers, right?
Yeah.
I got to go back and watch that, brother. He tries to turn them into a freaking reptile?
Yeah. So they try to like de-evolve them. They have this machine that can evolve or devolve. But they ended up putting Larry Lazard in the machine and de-evolving him instead.
What the hell?
Yeah, his name's Larry Lazard, like lizard.
Larry Lazard. Lizard. Yeah, they're leaving hints all around, man. Yeah, guys, make sure you guys follow Matrix Codebreaker. That's his YouTube channel. He's just getting started. He's a moderator over on TruthfulTV.com. He's a good friend of mine. Even Donut knows him. Pretty good dude. He's been following me since I started and just always been a really great person and trustworthy. There's my homegirl right there. Out there. She's out there in New York. What's going on? In New York. You see any of them damn drones, girl? Her ass always working out, looking sexy as shit. She might see some of them damn drones out there. You know? I think she's in New York.
Oh, in the movie too, they also were digging for fossils, and they're at an archaeological site. So here in 2024 in December, a homeowner in Orange County, New York, there's your orange warning, discovered a complete mastodon jaw in their backyard.
Yeah, I've seen that. That sounded like some bullshit. Who came and got the mastodon jaw?
Probably the Smithsonian.
So they say, right? Yes, he is hilarious.
How the movies imitate real life right there.
Yep. I mean, there's so much predictive programming in these movies. It's crazy, man. You just got to pay attention and learn how to decode. It's not that hard. Any of you guys that are in the comments right now have the ability to do it. Is this live? Yes, it is. It is very live. I swear to God, I just thought I seen some walk behind me. What the hell was that? And I'm in my apartment by myself, but I have cameras everywhere, dude. And they got, they can see in the dark. I think I'm gonna upload some videos, because at first I didn't know what it was, but now I got some pretty good ones. I think there's some shit manifesting in my house. Like, and then you read about all that technology they have, like that invisible type technology the government's got. They got suits, bro, where one of these fuckers could come right in your door with you and you wouldn't even be able to see them. And then they're in your house chilling. That freaks me out. I keep seeing orbs, though. They're not like people. They're like orbs. But probably it's like a week before Christmas, or a couple of days before Christmas, I seen some entity walk into my freaking bathroom. And my bed, where my bathroom is, it's like right in front of my bed and my TV. So I was laying there watching. I was laying there watching Shameless, right? It's my favorite series. And guys, there's so much COVID programming in Shameless. Watch the last season, season 11. That's all it's about. It's crazy. But I was laying there, and I swear to God, I seen some type of female, and she did not look friendly, bro. She looked scary as shit. And she looked at me like she smiled and then walked in. And I jumped up so quick, like, what in the hell? And I went over there, looked in the bathroom, didn't see nothing. I have a camera right there, and I ran the camera back to see if I might have missed her, walked past the doorway, but I didn't see her. But so if she didn't walk past the doorway, there's a huge walk-in closet there. And then my bathroom is off of the walk-in closet. I know it's kind of weird, but that's just how it's set up. So I don't know what the hell it was, bro. If I could feel it, though, the energy of it, and it did not feel good. It felt very demonic. I got to get this place cleansed.
I feel like I've been, I don't know, spiritually attacked more too these past couple months.
I think I have too, brother. I think the veil's thinning. And Inside Job's a great cartoon on Netflix. It's all about the lizard reptilians. And I think the veil is thinning. And especially people that are vibrating on higher frequencies and able to see things for real, we're really being able to see stuff now, because that veil is thinning, and pretty soon normal people are going to be seeing it. Not, you know, because most of these people are like the walking dead. They just go to work, eat, shit, go to sleep, go to work, eat, like no type of they have no type of spiritualization, no type of nothing. You know, they're not in tune with shit. They don't believe no. And I'm not saying believe all conspiracies. I hate that word, because they attached it after the John F. Kennedy event to discredit anyone that questioned that. So, but I'm not telling you to, I'm not even one of these people that believe every single thing's a conspiracy. I don't believe every single storm is HARP. You know what I mean? But a lot of them are. And they're, you got to stay open-minded and look into this stuff, because they are pulling things around. You know, they're pulling this shit off around us all the time, and people are just oblivious to it. Like that fog shit, we should be calling our senators, calling our governors, and demanding to know what that is.
Yep.
Everyone should be. I mean, do you care about your kids? Trust me, guys, I'm always writing them letters. They don't ever answer me back. I even wrote Putin a letter once. I was trying to join his KGB.
That Luigi Mangione, if you combine his name and his fake name, Mark Rosario, that he was using, You can make an anagram, Mario and Luigi, orange mask. So, masks.
That's interesting.
It's just in time for that mist.
Time for the mist. Wasn't there another time we was seeing some mist shit happen? Some fog? I can't remember.
The orange mist or fog.
Yeah, they said it was from the fire, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very strange. I don't believe it was all from the fire. But yeah, I hit up Putin before. I wrote directly to him and sent him an email a couple times. I told him, listen, man, my country is fucked up, and I don't believe nothing they say about you. I said, I see you're out there riding grizzly bears and shit and doing martial arts. I'm trying to come out there and kick it. What's up? But he never hit me back. Swear to God, I hit him up. I was going to defect, guys. I was going to defect to Russia. I mean, this country, all they do is torture me. Use directed energy weapons. Shit, I'm about to hit up Kim Jong-un. See if he'll let me defect over there. Like, listen, bro, as long as you let me do my podcast and chill and don't fuck with me, don't try to have me eating dirt and all that crazy shit. But who knows if any of that's true. That's just what our governments tell us. Dennis Rodman was going over there kicking it with him. No, he liked Dennis, but I don't know. That's probably, I believe North Korea is owned by America. It's some CIA something. It's something owned by us. That's my opinion.
Made a test ground for control.
Yeah, something crazy. Now, Russia, I think there's been an ancient war going on between certain groups of Caucasians. And they fight during these global resets. Who's going to have power? Who's going to have control? And Russia at one point was the biggest. They ran everything. Oh, shit. Y'all hear that? Listen. Did y'all hear that screaming?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this is a project's out here, boy. They're tripping. She said, I don't have your fucking. I forget what she said, but. Let's see. She says that again. That bitch is always tripping. She lives diagonal from me. Her dude locked her out the house one night because it's his house, and she has to be on some kind of drugs or something. Because, bro, she just laid out in the hallway crying and kicking her feet. Like, you know how a three-year-old would do? Kicking their feet up and down. She did that shit for like an hour. I finally had to text her, dude. I'm like, bro, if you don't get your chick, me and you are going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to sleep, bro. You got this chick out here flipping the fuck out. Crazy things you see in the hood. It's a funny world, but All right, guys. Well, that brings us about to the end of our show today. Nature's Codebreaker, I really do appreciate you coming on here and hanging out with me, brother.
It's always a pleasure to come do a podcast with you.
Yeah, man, I always love it. Tomorrow, and guys, I'll be doing them every day to every other day. I got to catch up on some decodes tomorrow, but I'm going to try to slip in a 30-minute show. So I'm going to do on my own, I'm going to try to do 30 to 45 minutes a day so we can at least bang them ones out, some smaller ones. And then I'll do the longer hour and a half, 2-hour podcast when we have guests on and stuff. So I love y'all. Make sure you go check out our shop.
Stay tuned. There's going to be big events soon. So stay tuned.
Sure is. Make sure you got food, water, ammunition. You're prepared. If you can afford a generator, I would highly recommend investing in a propane. And it's like a hybrid one. It's propane and propane and from the sun. No, you know, from the sun. What's that called?
Solar.
Yeah, solar. There you go. Thank you. I'm slow as shit. Propane and solar powered. They're like 2 G's, but they really do work. And yeah, go check out our merch over on truthfulpd.com. But most importantly, go join our free group over there. We have our own social media platform where you can share your own information, not be censored. We did have to block this one person today because he was just trying to promote his sex chat room. Remember him, Matrix Codebreaker?
Yeah.
So I had to get him the fuck up out of there. You know, I'm not going for nothing like that. But if you have your own website or something, you want to promote it, feel free. Just don't be trying to promote sexual shit in there because that ain't going to happen. Now, coming soon is Truthful Love. That'll be one of the new groups where our truth seekers that are single and you're always finding someone that is not like-minded like you, you'll be able to go over there and talk to people and meet people that are just like you, that actually believe in the same things you do. So it'd be cool. And, it's a way of me giving back. Actually, one of my fans thought of it, one of my followers. I can't even remember her name no more, but it's been so long. And I've been working on it for a while. So we finally got everything done, and that we'll be launching that soon. So thank you, guys. I love y'all. All links are in the description. We're out of here.
Yo, we living in a sim, reality's a game. NPCs around us, they all look the same. Soulless entities controlled by AI. Quantum computer running life, asking why. Are you just a player, controlled by machine? Or a first player character, living the dream? Tap into the code, break free from the lies. Decode your gematria, see through their disguise. In the simulation, what's your role, what's your fate? Are you real or controlled, can you navigate? Elites use gematria, secrets in the code. Find out your archetype, let the truth unfold. Super quantum computer, pulling all the strings. NPCs moving like puppets on a swing. The Matrix got nothing on the life we lead. Green letters falling, it's the truth we need. Are you just a player, controlled by machine? Or a first player character, living the dream? Tap into the code, break free from the lies. Decode your gematria, see through their disguise. In the simulation, what's your role, what's your fate? Are you real or controlled, can you navigate? Elites use gematria, secrets in the code. Find out your archetype, let the truth unfold. Archetypes defined from NPCs to Neo. First players rise, let your true self show. Do the